This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Tuesday and time for Common Health. And this week, the subject is healing, health awareness, and music.
Like HIV and hepatitis, herpes too. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, just to name a few. Think STDs when your BVDs get down to your knees. Reach into your pocket, say, use a condom, please. Will you use a condom, please?
All right. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Mesh Seibel on vocals and guitar. And yes, he's a doctor and a musician, too. Dr. Mesh Seibel, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Now, don't go away. We're going to talk to you in a moment. But first, let me introduce Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So you wrote about Dr. Seibel and his singing ways, and you attended grand rounds at Mass General Hospital where you witnessed him in action. What did you see?
That's right. Well, this was quite a memorable scene, actually. It was in the obstetrics and gynecology department at Mass General Hospital. And grand rounds, it's actually not rounds. You're not going around and looking at patients. You're just in a conference room. And there were dozens and dozens of staffers, some of them obviously exhausted from having worked the night shift. And they were sitting there listening to Dr. Seibel sing and then talk about why he sings. And there's a very strong justification, which is that more and more the health burden in America comes from chronic diseases. And what matters most, you could say one of a doctor's absolutely most important tasks, is to help patients change the behaviors that lead to those diseases. So they need to be having influence on patients when they're outside of their doctor's office, when they're just leading their regular lives. And so part of what Dr. Seibel does is sing songs to help communicate with patients about what they need to be doing.
So I love that. Dr. Seibel, let me bring you back in. And I should say, Dr. Seibel, you're an infertility pioneer. You performed the state's first in vitro fertilization, and now you specialize in complicated menopause at the University of Massachusetts Medical School.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So tell me about this. Your true passion is keeping patients well. How is music involved in that?
Well, music's involved a tremendous lot. At least it potentially could be, because if you look about what's going on right now, we have 90 million Americans, it's half the adult population, that are health illiterate. I mean, they don't have the basic information they need and the tools in order to stay well. And then they're the ones responsible for educating their children. So if you've got the moms and the dads not knowing what to do and the kids not knowing what to do, that leads for a lot of behavior that could cause disease that would otherwise be preventable.
Mm. So you have a record label. It's called Health Rock. It takes on all kinds of topics, from colonoscopies to labor pains to sexual abuse. When did you start singing about health issues?
Well, I started a long time ago, actually, in the end of the 70s when I was in my residency program. I actually was using songs to teach the medical students how to do operations. So, you know, it was a technical thing, but I would put the atlas up from the surgical book, and then I would play the song for it. And then I found that, you know, even just a couple of years ago, I was at a meeting. I ran into one of the former residents who was there, and he says, you know, I sit down to do an operation, a darn song just keeps popping into my head. And that's the thing about it. You can recall information that's connected to a tune, just like you remember jingles from when you were a kid and mm-hmm. so forth.
Yeah. So give us an example, a musical example. Can you play us something? And I don't know, what would it be about? Obesity, junk food? You started off the segment talking about STDs and the importance of using a condom.
Well, this is a song that I've done about obesity. It's called The Fat Rap. It goes like this. It usually has a little hip-hop beat going, but we'll make do with what we got here.
All right.
You're feeling kind of hungry, thirsty too. You open the cupboard, you look for something to chew. You grab a bag of candy, another bag of chips, and then you reach in the fridge for some soda and dip. You sit down on the couch, turn on your TV, or you chill at your computer with your MP3s. And all day long you're sitting on your big old butt, and you're looking at your stomach saying, man, I got a gut. But how you look ain't the problem, Jack. It's just unhealthy being fat. I can't make it any clearer than that. It's unhealthy being fat. Did you know that 1 in 3 Americans struggle with obesity? They got high blood pressure and heart disease, a higher risk of cancer and diabetes. So turn off your computer, turn off your TV. Go easy with the junk food, it's high calories. go for a walk. I said, go for a swim, take a ride on your bike. Work out at the gym, because how you look ain't the problem, Jack. It's just unhealthy being fat. I can't make it any clearer than that. It's unhealthy being fat. Fat rap.
Excellent. So that's Dr. Maish Seibel with the fat rap. Carrie Goldberg, what did you see? How did patients and Dr. Seibel's fellow doctors respond to this?
Well, they were definitely riveted, taking it all in, because what he's promoting is a sort of a mind shift for them in terms of how they should look at their roles as doctors. And he's telling them that you basically need to use whatever means you can find at your disposal to make sure that the message gets across to your patient at a level at which they can understand. Mm. So, although I must say there was one staffer who got up afterwards with a question and said, well, but what if you can't sing? What if you don't know how to sing?
And what about that, doctor?
Well, the goal isn't to have everybody in America in the medical field start singing. Yeah. But using songs as messaging tools, and they can be used in a variety of ways because, for instance, we have incorporated them into Stay Well cards that people can use as a musical e-card. Or you can put them as a message that goes out to patients, or you can use them as reminders because of the power of the music to recall messages.
Mm, I like the idea of improving a doctor's bedside manner with music. I mean, what a cheerful thing to have you come along with your guitar if I'm laid up in the hospital for whatever reason. Now, let me ask you about that fat rap that you just sang a while ago. And I understand that a while ago you dealt with the issue of obesity personally. Is that correct?
Well, it's true. As a child, at 29 months of age, I was actually in the front page of the Galveston Daily News, which was my Galveston, Texas, my hometown where I was born, as the fattest child in Galveston County.
Dear.
So
that's the kind of notoriety you don't want to have. Right?
You might say it was big news in our family.
But how much did you weigh?
You know, I don't remember the exact weight, but they had a grid up there, and I was at the top of it. So I was fortunate to now have an ideal body weight, but I do appreciate that everyone starts at different places.
Carrie Goldberg, what final message do you take away? Will you remember to get a colonoscopy now, for example?
Yes. Dr. Seibel has a song about the light at the end of the tunnel, and that has certainly stuck in my mind. Yes.
That's Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thanks, as always, Carrie.
My pleasure, Anthony.
And Dr. Maish Seibel is creator of the Health Rock music label, as well as a professor at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, where he directs the Complicated Menopause Program. Dr. Seibel, thanks for coming in, and can you play us out on something?
Absolutely. Colon cancer's silent, but it's killer number two. Silently a-growing deep inside of you. If you catch it early, you'll be cancer-free. Just in time for you to have a colonoscopy.
And you can find a link to Carrie Goldberg's article at radioboston.org.
Searching for a bomb.